Já senti saudade. Já fiz muita coisa errada. Já dormi na rua. Já pedi ajuda. Leia o livro Universo em Desencanto. Já senti saudade. Já fiz muita coisa errada. Já pedi ajuda. Já dormi na rua. Já senti saudade. Já fiz muita coisa errada. Já pedi ajuda. Já dormi na rua. Não perca tempo. Leia o livro Universo em Desencanto.
Listening to WMFO, that's Tufts University Freeform Radio, and I'm Lucy Moman, and I'm back in the studio after a long, long hiatus, or at least what felt like a very long hiatus for me. I was abroad for the year, not for the year, that's not true at all, since the start of the year, but for the semester, which is crazy to say for me, but not crazy if you know me, because it's about all I have been talking about. I've become, like, way more insufferable somehow. And you didn't think it'd get worse. As a college DJ, you thought that maybe I had reached, like, peak insufferable, but I've gotten worse, which I think everyone expected, but that's cool anyways. I am subbing in right now for an awesome show, and I'm stoked to be here. My first show back in a while, but I'm just going to get straight to it and hope that I can still remember how to do this, even though it's been a minute. This first song is Up the Down Escalator by The Chameleons. Listen to this one a lot abroad. Yeah, I don't really have that much to say about it. It was like the first song I really like. I feel like I pick a song to really just listen to on repeat, like excessively until I hate it. And this was the first one I did in Denmark. So this is my first, like, you know, song of abroad that I just listened to until I hated. So this is Up the Down Escalator by The Chameleons.
results. Yes, and teachers are refusively taught. Distorted pictures and dizzy, dizzy people rush by me at the speed of thought. And sit at the tables and throw us a scratch. For Christ's sake, leave me something. From now they can erase you at the flick of a switch. How long I must be waiting? Oh, there must be something wrong, boys. Yeah, there must be something wrong, boys. There must be something wrong, boys. But you hate me.
All right, so first song back. I think that went okay. I'm hoping it went okay. Like I said, I'm subbing right now for Horns of Plenty. Great show. And as such, I was requested that if I do fulfill this slot, you know, my request that I was given was to play a song with some horns. I have chosen. Well, I'll first preface this with abroad, because let's take it back to that. Because like I said, I'm insufferable. I got to do some travel. I was really lucky, and I got to kind of hop around because, you know, it's just easier, I guess, in Europe to kind of hop around Europe. And I got to go to Amsterdam, which was, like, just incredible. Like, I went with someone very close to me and had, like, just time of my life will be, you know, very, very dear experience to me, close to my heart. And this song reminds me of Amsterdam. It's not going to be what you think it is. It's not going to be whatever you think might be like a very European experience, that's not that. But this reminds me of Amsterdam and the person I went with, who's very near and dear to my heart. This song is not going to be what you think it is. Let's just go ahead and play it.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get out? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get out? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me.
Get down on it.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in,
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it. What you gonna do? You gotta get on the groove.
by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Get out. What you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on and
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it. Standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it when you're dancing, yeah. You show it when you move, move, move. You know it when you're dancing, yeah. You show it as you move across the floor.
And that ending noise is a good reminder that I have since added WhatsApp to my docket, and I should close out of that so I don't get notification noises. That's what that is. Yeah, I don't know. I was gonna space these out more, but I think that I'm just gonna try to get all my abroad references out of the way. So I'm gonna do another one that references the fact that I was abroad. I'm really sorry. I'm hoping like no one's listening anyways. Right now, not that many people usually listen, but I'm hoping that maybe even less so right now, so that way it's not too bad. I'm sorry. Anyways, this next song is Stand on the Horizon by Franz Ferdinand. I picked this one because it's got this lyric that's like, North Sea singing, won't you come to me? Like, it's like, it references, I can find it. I'll reference it after this song is over. But the lyric is towards the end of the song, and essentially is like, you know, there's like, you know, kind of the top mentions the distance of the North Sea between two individuals, and someone who I was quite close to, well, I am quite close to, present tense, I was on one side of the North Sea, and they were on the other side of the North Sea, and so when I was like really missing them abroad, I thought of this song a lot because it just kind of was like, oh. You know, there's the distance between us is quite literally the distance of the North Sea, based on the fact that I was in Denmark and where they were located during abroad. And it made me think of them a lot, just because I was like, oh, like, you know, kind of that's the distance. The North Sea is the distance. But yeah, this song just made me think of them a lot while I was abroad. Hopefully that's my last abroad reference. I'm sorry if it isn't. This is Stand on the Horizon.
How can I tell you I was wrong? How can I tell you I was wrong? When I am the proudest man ever born. I stand on the horizon. I wanna step across it with you, but when the sun is low, everything's cold on the light of the horizon. Count to me, oh won't you count to me?
Okay, so yeah, the lyric is, "Oh, the North Sea sings, won't you come to me?" Which is a song, I don't know, I just, for me, that felt very fitting, you know, when I really miss this person who's very important to me, just like, oh, wow, like, that's exactly, it was just a funny kind of coincidence, and I've liked this song for a long time, and so throughout abroad, it was just a song that made me think of them. Like, you know, I talked about this a lot last semester, and I wrote an article about it with Anave, who is incredible, about, like, given songs to people and kind of what that means to be like, this song is forever associated with someone else. And this is one of those songs, especially just because of that lyric. But yeah, so I just like listened to that one a lot, and I made that connection of like the North Sea and the distance between me and this person, like embarrassingly or early during abroad. Like, I maybe like 3 weeks in, no, less than that, like 2 weeks in, I was already like, oh, maybe a week in, no, like 2 weeks in, but still super, super, super quick to the game of being like, shoot, I really miss this person. But I'm gonna keep going. So it's also, it is hot right now in Somerville, which it was not when I left. And that's because it's summer right now in Somerville. Get those Instagram captions ready of Somerville, but spelled Summervlle, which is a clever little play on words that every single person will inevitably use, and that's okay. I sound like such a jerk right now. But it's summer, and I feel like as a result, I want to play some music that always reminds me of summer, which isn't that hard, because I grew up in a very summer climate. I'm from Southern California. It's the other half of what I talk about. Actually, if you had to divide it up into four parts, it's like WFO, abroad, that I'm from Southern California, and then like I was gonna say the person that I like missed abroad. It's like those are the four parts, but this song reminds me of summer in my hometown. This is Kill the Dream by Jerry Paper. Yeah, I've loved this one since I was like 17, I think, which is only 4 years ago. I'm not super old, and pretty young, so I guess it doesn't really mean that much to say like, oh, I've liked this one since I was 17. That's like, you know, a handful of years ago. But anyways, I guess for me, that's a pretty long time. So this is Kill the Dream by Jerry Paper.
Obsessing over his nocturnal phrase. a similar dream, but I've got a scheme to wake up. Oh, I've got a scheme to kill the dream.
All right, that was Kill the Dream by Jerry Paper. And this next one also reminds me of my hometown and kind of contributes to this, like, you know, Somerville, if you will. It's Let's Go Surfing by The Drums. Just reminds me of my hometown. There's a lot of music that reminds me of my hometown. I kind of think of it as, like, surfer music, I guess. I don't know. Take that as you will. But this is something that this is a song I listened to since I was, like, 12. Ooh. Which was still, I guess, not that long ago. A while ago. That's like 10 years ago. Ooh, that actually is a long time ago, it feels like. Yikes. Okay, anyways, moving on. This is Let's Go Surfing by The Drums. This next song is Today by Jefferson Airplane. Yeah, love this song. I didn't know it until a couple months ago, so I'm very grateful to have, you know, discovered it. Well, not like discovered, it sounds like I'm the only person who's ever heard this song. Very grateful that I was lucky enough to come across it. And yeah, love this one. So I'm going to play it for you now.
Today, I feel like pleasing you more day. You're making me say that I somehow have changed. Today, you look into my eyes. I'm just not the same to be any more than all I am would be alive. I'm so full of love, I could burst apart and start to cry. Today, everything you want, I swear, it all will come true. Today, I realize how much I'm in love with you. With you standing here, I could tell.
Alright, yeah, that's another one that I associate heavily with someone, you know, just one of those songs. And this next one is for my grandmother, Grams. I guess Grams is like, someone recently pointed out to me that Grams is like fairly obvious that it's my grandmother, and they were like absolutely right, like who else would Grams be, but still, it's for my grandma, Grams. It's, if you're new here, or even if you're not, it doesn't really matter, I do a Grams dedication each and every week. I've been doing it since I was like, you know, since I started at the station as a freshman, which feels like a long time ago, but I've been doing it for a long time, so that's not gonna stop. So this is my Grams dedication of the week. This is You and Me by Penny and the Quarters. I know she loves this one, and I love my grandma. I also love this song, so it works out like perfectly. It was like meant to be, in my opinion. This is You and Me for Grams, because Grams, it's you and me, and I love you lots, and I'll probably play this one, like, soon again. I feel like I play the same couple songs for you, this one included, so it'll probably make a return, like, super soon on the radio. But yeah, I love you, it's you and me, and I hope you're feeling a little bit better. I know you were feeling a little bit under the weather, so wishing you a good recovery, lots of rest, and love you.
If the stars don't shine, if the moon won't rise,
All right, that was my Grams dedication. Much love to you, Gramsy. This next one is by Mission of Burma. This is Academy Fight song. My brother and I love this one. I don't know which one of us like found it first. It doesn't really matter, but we like debate over this kind of thing a lot. We kind of debate who showed who a song first. And this one, I don't know. I'd like to think it was me. I would not be surprised if it was him. I used to listen to this one a lot, especially freshman year of college, where I don't know why, but it just reminds me. It's just like it. I think of it's like kind of references a lot of like, kind of imagery of like a very like preppy school, and Tufts is like a very preppy school, and so I would wear this like I had this like very like very like preppy Tufts sweater, this little knit sweater with like Tufts just in the top right. Kind of corner of the sweater, and would wear it around and listen to the song and be like, man, like it was such a preppy school, like what the heck, like that's so weird of me. I don't know why. COVID was a crazy time. I guess I love the song still. I just don't really kind of perform the oxymoronic task of listening to something that kind of bashes a lot of prep school imagery while wearing my prep school merch. I don't really know why I did that. That was weird of me. This is Academy Fight Song by Mission of Burma.
Papers. Who wants yesterday's gun? Who wants yesterday's papers?
nobody in the world.
That was Yesterday's Papers by the Rolling Stones. I'm trying to decide what I want to play next. I think I'm going to go ahead and play Face It by the Beach Fossils next. Once again, reminds me of someone I missed quite a bit, so I'll play this one. This one is for them. This is Face It by the Beach Fossils. I got my wisdom teeth out recently. Let's just go into it. I got my wisdom teeth out, and they gave me codeine. And as a result, I'm going to play a PSA as a nod to my parents who hated that they gave me that. But I'm going to play a PSA for you now, which I'm very excited to do. This is Here Comes the PSA. I hope everyone enjoys.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
So that was for my parents, who were quite displeased hearing that they gave me those strong painkillers. I chose to use Advil instead. That's for you, mom and dad. Love you guys. This next song I'll play it and see how much time I've got left. This is Swimmers by Broken Social Scene.
Yeah. when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. Resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
All right, that was April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel, and this next song will be my last song. This is You're So Fine by Papa Bear and His Cubs. You've been listening to WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. Thanks so much.
Listen, dog. I've been watching you for a long time now. About you. You could be my sunshine, you could be my rain. You my inspiration, baby, you could ease my pain. And ooh, baby, you're fine, thing, but you're so fine.
You're so fine.
I just got to make you mine.
You're so fine.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. It is 6 o'clock, and I am the doctor. It is time for TARDIS Jukebox. I know you've been waiting all week for this. Well, it's been a long time for me, too. But we're going to have some fun tonight. A lot of new music, and then after a while, it's going to get loud, and then there will be a Celtics game.